It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now, 100.9. This kid, this kid is going to be in some trouble. We want to know, what did your kid destroy? 317-239-1009. A Utah couple's two-year-old son put more than $1,000 through a paper shredder.
Oh, man.
After helping his mom sort through the junk mail. Because, God, that's all we get nowadays. Ben and Jackie Benlap had an envelope with cash that suddenly disappeared. They discovered that their son, Leo, put the envelope through a paper shredder when they were not looking. So he just thought, hey, I'm helping mom. I'm helping dad. Here's the couple talking about how they were going to use the money for something.
I'm out digging through the trash, and she hollers and says, I found it. She's holding the shredder, and she says, I think the money is in here. We started laughing. We were just baffled that this could happen. And
I cried for a minute. You can't say we just laughed.
A few tears and then a bunch of laughs.
They were going to use the money to buy some college football season tickets.
Then I don't feel so bad for them.
Well, why? They saved up their money.
Well, I mean, yes, but I thought it was going to be like they needed it to pay their water bill or, you know, then you're like, oh, no. But it's like, okay, well.
Yeah, I guess it's not extra money. Dramatic.
Yeah, if they've got enough extra money laying around to spend that much on just baseball or football or basketball, whatever it is, tickets, then. You know,
Ben called. That's the father. He called the Treasury Department to figure out, what do I need to do? Can I get this money back, or am I in trouble?
He said, bag it up, little Ziploc bags, mail it to D.C., and between 1 and 2 years, you'll get your money back.
Whoa!
You did that.
Whoa!
The kid. Whoa!
You shredded all that money.
That is bizarre. It takes that long.
But I mean, well, I wonder if they actually have to piece it back together or what they have to do. But
I didn't even know that was a thing. So if you ruin your money or something, then you send it to DC and they'll just fix it up. It's like money doctor.
At least they'll try to put it back together to prove that it's actual money. And then they print money all the time.
Yeah, that might be the case. I've heard of the American Girl doll hospital, where if your doll gets scratched up or banged up, you send it to the hospital and they like fix her all up and send it back to you. And she's literally got like a hospital wristlet on, a little doctor dress and all this.
All right, 317-239-1009. Let's go to the phones this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Line number one. Hey, Amber, on the southwest side, what happened with your kid? What did they destroy?
I dyed my hair pink once, and my two-year-old son got the bottle of pink hair dye out of the trash can, and he dyed his mohawk pink and our Dalmatian pink.
Oh my gosh, the dog! That is hilarious. And
that was not the first time he had dyed the dog.
Really? What was the other color?
It was a reddish color. He dropped Kool-Aid all over him.
Oh my gosh.
Your kids are going to be like an artist one day, just painting amazing things.
No,
is this mommy's fault though for leaving it out for him to get to?
It was in the trash can. Yes, it was my fault. Yes.
Wow.
I take complete blame for that. And once he had a brand new cell phone of mine, and I told him to put it down, and he threw it out the front door.
Yikes.
No way.
Wow. So how much would you say altogether this ended up costing you? Like, did you have to get the dog's dye out, or how much money are we looking at?
It didn't cost me anything. He had a mohawk. We just let it grow out and then cut his hair, and the dog just washed out of the dog eventually.
Gotcha.
There we go. Just a wasted Kool-Aid packet, but we'll survive.
Right.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
One time when I was babysitting, I was probably like 15 years old, a kid was playing with the Wii. And he was playing tennis, and he accidentally, like, served too hard and threw the Wii remote into the television and shattered the giant plasma screen TV in the basement.
Oh, my gosh.
I got sick to my stomach immediately because I was like, he just ruined, like, a hundreds and, like, probably $1,000 television, and I'm like his supervisor.
Well, you got to wear that little bracelet around your wrist.
But even then, I'm always afraid it's going to come off there because I've played Wii tennis before, like on the Nintendo Wii, and it's just like, I mean, I've seen people, if you watch like videos on YouTube, where they get their controller stuck in the TV, they throw it so hard.
Yes.
Jeez.
We had a mom DM us on Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. She said, well, my kid didn't destroy anything, but he thought something destroyed me. We walked out of a public place once in the road. There was a big giant pothole, and I fell in it, and my kid screamed out that a giant butthole got me.
I've been there before. 317-239-1009. We'll take more of your calls next on the Joe and Alex Show. And we're wondering, what did your kid destroy?
Wilmer says, Angie says, when my son was 5, he loved the Power Rangers, so he took a rock and carved a big SPD in the side of my husband's truck. What is SPD? Because I don't know Power Rangers. Do you know?
SP what?
SPD?
It's
something with the Power Rangers, but he carved it into their truck.
Try Googling it right now. We'll go to the phones, 317-239-1009, because I honestly don't know what that association is. Joe and Franklin, hey, good morning. What happened with
morning.
You?
Oh, man, I was at work one day, and I got a phone call, and my wife was in tears. And I have this man loft, just to give you a backstory. So I'm in a man basement or a man cave, it's a man loft. All my big screen, my cold stuff that's been in boxes for years that I'm allowed to finally take out.
Yeah.
So she's in tears, and she's like, I just want you to know that your two boys were into an argument up in your loft, and the youngest one decided to grab the Toy Story Woody doll, which has this big plastic head, and hurl it as hard as he could at my oldest son. And my oldest son was smart enough to duck, and when he ducked, it hit my big screen, my flat screen TV on the wall, and it cracked it. And I'm on the phone just like, babe, it's okay. It's just an item. It's just the TV. And I get off and I'm like,
ah! Yep.
Aw, no!
you were a good faker, staying strong in the moment. That's awesome.
I mean, what do you do when your wife calls you and she's crying? Aww. You know, you're like, babe, it's okay. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
And then you cry yourself, you know?
You're a great husband. I googled the Power Rangers SPD, by the way. SPD stands for Space Patrol Delta, like the logo
like Trump
for the
has
show.
Now. Yeah, Space Patrol
Space
Delta.
Space Patrol, exactly. So Power Rangers SPD was the television series, Power Rangers Space Patrol Delta.
Okay, I must not have seen that. I saw the originals, but okay. The kids is trying to be cool, so dad's got to get a little Power Rangers truck right there. Pam, you're on the Southwest side. Thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show. What did your kids destroy?
Well, my son liked to play spider monkey and sneak out of his bed, and one day he got up and took a great big box of soap powder, like laundry soap powder, and dumped it all over the whole entire living room floor of the apartment.
Oh, gosh. Did you make him clean it?
His car. You can clean it. It was so matted into the car, we had to rip it out and pay for it.
Oh, man. How much did that end up costing then?
About $800 to have the car replaced.
That is not okay. I'd be so upset.
No, he had all of his cars and stuff running through it like it was cool. I was like, dude, we're going to have to put a real gate up for you.
Hey, Pam, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Allison's in downtown this morning. What did your kid destroy?
My kid destroyed her face right before she was going to be a flower girl in my best friend's wedding.
Her face?
What'd she do?
She's not 2 yet, and she throws these tantrums where she just bashes her face on the ground, which is awesome. But we were doing really good, like 2 weeks before the wedding, no tantrums, and then 2 days before, she threw a fit, and then she didn't realize there was a Barbie table right there, and she blacked her entire eye. So now my friend has all these pictures of Rose with a big giant black eye and all of her wedding pictures.
Oh my gosh. That flower girl got too crazy at the reception. That's what happened.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Hey, thank you, Allison, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Amanda's in Plainfield this morning, and you have a dog incident. What did your dog do?
I had come home from work, and two of my dogs had dug a hole in my brand new couch. That way they could sit inside of it and lay their head down.
Oh, my gosh.
Without actually having to, like, lay down.
That is my biggest fear. My dogs, Benny and Paddington, I love them to death, but they have anxiety. We got our new couch like 6 months ago. I finally caved, and there was a sale at IKEA, so we have like a sectional, which can probably hold like 5 people compared to like 2, and I'm so worried that our dogs are come home one day, we're going to be there, and they're like, sorry about that.
Yeah, your dogs, you don't have kids yet, Joe, but you and Lindsay have dogs, and they have destroyed so much. They ate your Christmas tree.
They ate my wife's panties or underwear.
Ew.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I don't know what they did. If you couldn't get through this morning, hit us up on social media. Where are we putting this up? Is it Twitter or Facebook?
Twitter, @Joe and Alex Show.
All right, and let us know, what did your kids destroy?